Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our show tonight. This is Jan on behalf of Almeen. We are continuing a series where we are having students as guests on the show, and we're calling the show The Gathering of the Light Family. This is an attempt to gather international students who study with Almeen and to have them share with us their experiences and how they came to study with her, the changes they've seen in their lives, and how they integrate the studies that they do with Almeen into their daily lives. This has been a really interesting journey for me, even though I know a lot of the students and I know many listening do. It's still a very interesting opportunity to hear some insights from them. So I want to thank all our guests this evening, and we'll be getting to talk to them in just a few minutes. I wanted to offer just a few little announcements of some things that I'm sure you'll be interested in hearing about. One of them is that it's still not too late to sign up for Home for the Holidays with Almeen, which is a chance to attend class at our home. And the dates of that are coming up really quick here, December 7 through 11, but you can still contact Hilda at the Spiritual Journeys office, and that number is 540-499-0016, and you can tell her you would like to register, and we can still get you in there in time to get your present under the tree. So let us know if you're interested in that. The other thing I'd like to mention is today, it was really supposed to start today. We had a little bit of a time getting some information organized, but it is now ready. So you can get online and register for the Alchemy of the One course. And that course is set to begin on January 1st, 2010, but the registration is available now. You can get on www.academyofalchemy.com and sign up for that class. Okay, thank you for your patience with those announcements. And I'd like to remind you again, Almeen's home website is www.spiritualjourneys.com for those of you listening who might be new students and not know about any of her teachings. There's so many that you can get on that site, and there's a link specifically to how to begin studying with Almeen. And that's a really handy tool because she has so many websites, books. She's doing music called Sound Elixirs. So there's just a treasure trove of things to investigate there. So enjoy that. And I'd like to welcome our first guest, and her name is Shelley. And Shelley, I'd like you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and your home situation, and I think it's of interest to hear sometimes if people have children, families, what they might do for a living, so people can kind of get a feel for, you know, well, this person is studying with Almeen, and I'm in a similar situation, so maybe I can do that too. So welcome.
Thank you, Jan, for the nice introduction. I do live in Toronto, Canada. I am married, and I have two boys. One is aged 5 and the other is 9. And I've been at home with them for the last 3 years. So I do have my own little business at home. I have a small base of customers. And I originally started out as a nutritionist with them 3 years ago. But after studying with Almeen, I'm doing the Vaspata, I'm practicing the alchemy, I'm doing life counseling or coaching. So people who are generally stuck in their lives and unhappy and want some advice or some help and what direction to go to. Prior to this little business of mine, I did work at IBM for 17 years. So I did work in the corporate world for quite a while. In terms of my family, my husband has not really explored the spirituality yet. But my kids are completely enthusiastic, and it is amazing the adventure that we have been on together since I started studying with Almeen in 2007, I believe.
Very good. So what kinds of things do you find your children share with you? What kinds of experiences do you have? People might be having some of the same ones and, you know, would be able to relate.
It is amazing what my kids have brought forward. Stuff they were doing before I had even gotten to the stage. But because I'm open-minded, I never turned off their enthusiasm for life and the things that they saw or the things that they heard. Right from the beginning, I remember the summer of 2007, and I started studying with Almin in April. I remember he was seven then. We were swimming in the pool, and he said, "Mommy, I see fairies jumping around the pool." And I was completely shocked because that's the first time he had ever said anything about seeing something from another dimension.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know. It's amazing. One time he saw an angel in the school bus. Another time he saw a bald-headed man sitting cross-legged at the bottom of our stairs. You know, just these amazing, amazing visions that he's had. And more recently, we've had some interesting pod-like experiences together where both Quinn and Nate will say, "Mom, I hear singing." And it's not singing that you would hear with your ears, but it's singing that they hear internally. And when I explore it, it's, you know, a being that's come to, you know, give a prophecy or a diagram or, like, they'll often pick up on the presence of someone who wants to share information before I do.
Wow, that is so beautiful. To have a mom who will say, "Wow, tell me about that," you know, instead of saying, possibly, you know, attributing it to imagination or, you know, kind of shutting it down versus encouraging, you know, exploring it.
Absolutely. They are so in tune to the cosmos and the work that we are doing. It is a joy to live life with them. It's amazing.
Well, tell us about yourself in terms of, I know for myself, I've known a lot of students and had the opportunity and the pleasure of being in class with them many times over and all around the world, as I know you have too. And just to see the blossoming of the gifts that people have. You know, they may not be really working in any tangible way with any information other than they just know they want to investigate, you know, their spirituality. So they might start studying with Almin, but suddenly many things are happening for them. Can you share with us experiences you've had along those lines?
Yes, actually I can. I can start with my own family. I know that things have done a complete 180-degree change within my family. A lot of it based on the Kanish Bhavaspata. It came through in the Toronto pod, I guess it was just this year.
Yeah.
The end of January 2009.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just had a feeling as soon as it started coming through Almin, and she gave us the first couple of, I think there's the one and two Kanish that she gave to the students of her class, and I started practicing them right away. And I would say there was quite a bit of tension at that point in the family because of the studying that I was doing with Almin. And by Valentine's Day, so February 14th, there was a sudden and complete shift in the attitudes in the family, mine included. It was stunning. The tension eased. There was more listening, more respect. I wouldn't say support, but, you know, just kind of backing off. It was huge, the difference that I saw in the family. And ever since then, every time I feel some ripples, I go back to the Kanish Bhavaspata. And I do it, and within, I would say, 2 or 3 days, things have shifted enough for the tension to have eased in the family. It's just been miraculous.
I love how you're sharing the idea that we're all one being. So when we see a change in ourselves, we see that also expressed, you know, what seems to be our environment, or we're seeing it in our environment, and then we realize, oh, wow, you know, I've changed also. often.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Over and over, you know, the flow of that is so beautiful.
Yes, I realize truly beyond a shadow of a doubt the self-responsibility that I take manifests in my environment. So every time there is a ripple, and every morning when I wake up, I scan my life, as Almeen suggested in many of her tapes and teachings. And in that state of half sleep, half wakefulness, I more easily access the areas of my life that I need to take a look at. And it's like the step is there for me to take. It's just so obvious what I need to take a look at and what I need to do that day or work on or figure out. And the insights just come flooding in once I determine what it is that is kind of the theme for the day. The insights will come flooding in, and then shifts happen during the day.
That's a very wonderful suggestion too, Shelley.
It's fantastic.
I love
doing that.
Thank you for sharing that. That's just like one of the aspects of the beauty of this show. You know, to hear somebody make a comment, but this is just saying.
Yes. Oh, it's fantastic. And I can share a few of the other things that are happening in my life just in the last couple of months that are, you know, a little bit different.
Sure.
That I'm having a lot of fun with.
Please do.
Well, I seem to be singing and speaking languages spontaneously a lot more. And when I do, I find that it will shift one of the kids if they're stressed. For example, last night I was downstairs in my office working, and I heard a voice say, "Go and sing to Quinn."
Mm-hmm.
So I went upstairs. He has had a runny nose, I guess, for the last week. Not sick, but I know he's been stressed. And I was singing to him, and within 5 minutes, I could feel him shift. I feel other people shift as a frequency up my spine. And as soon as he shifted, he said, "Okay, Mom, that's enough. I got it."
Cure is affected. Okay. Oh, that's true.
So I wanted to share that because it just happened last night.
That
was so cute.
Thank you. I'm done.
I know. Well, they feel so much. They're so open and so wise. I have had to stop treating my children according to their ages and that they're my children, and I've had to see them as individuals. I know they are me, but to see them as their own emphasis of the infinite or the one life. And that way I can more deeply respect them, and we work together. It's like a mini pod in my family.
This
it's not like
it.
A family. It's completely changed in the family unit this year with the teachings of Almeen. And it's living with more fullness and happiness, peace, and self-responsibility, even at the kids' level. I see it happening as well. They're taking way more responsibility. So overall, it's just been a fantastic journey. I'm very grateful and very thankful.
I would like to mention, since you brought up the Kinesvalasvata, for some who may not be aware of what that is, it's the Valasvata of Enlightenment. And there does not have to be, as the other Valasvata, the original Valasvata is a healing modality. The Kinesvalasvata is what we call one of the specialty Valasvata modalities, kind of a subspecialty of Valasvata. And again, there doesn't have to be like an illness or any sort of a disease, disorder for it to be done. And it's really for the upliftment and enlightenment of all. So you've had a beautiful experience of that just directly in your family. So thank you again for sharing that.
My pleasure.
I'm hearing a very loud noise on the line. Is anybody else hearing that? I hope our listeners aren't hearing that. At any rate, I wanted to just mention the Valasvata site for those who might like to look that up. It's www.valasvata.org if you'd like to learn more about Valasvata or read some different tools that are available. There's many books that are available that Almeen has written for us, and that modality came through directly from the infinite through Almeen. So we thank her for that gift. Well, Sally, I just want to ask you one other question. I have seen the most amazing transformation in you that I've gotten to be the recipient of, and so many others have also, with some of the information you're bringing through in terms of your drawings in particular. Some of the drawings have been on the online courses, and it is just, you know, it's a lot of drawings that Eva does, and Karen is also on the show tonight. We'll get to ask her. But just this amazing information where, I mean, it would be like me drawing a stick person, and then all of a sudden I can paint a Rembrandt, you know. And then here's this amazing transformation that I've seen. You know, I mean, I just have seen some initial work people have done, and then here they're drawing, you know, these amazing things. So can you share that with us, how that's been for you?
Yes. I guess Eva needed some help doing some drawings in January because she was overloaded. And so she started teaching me from her engineering perspective on how to do some of the drawings that she was doing. And I started getting the hang of it. I completely came from a point of, like, no background in art and not trusting myself either because I didn't have that previous experience. And with the assistance of Eva, and then basically I just had to trust myself, sometimes I didn't even see the diagram as a whole. I saw the outline shape, for example, a diamond shape, and then it was just the next step. It's just like Almeen says, all you need to know is what the next step is in your life. So it's like, where is the next line, or where's the next shape? And it's just like, I just knew where to go. The next line is here. The next shape is over here. And before you knew it, there was a complete diagram. But it was being completely open and trusting whatever was coming through me. And that was the most difficult part. It wasn't actually putting the lines on the paper. It was trusting what was coming through me. And it's been so much fun. And now I just let it go, and it's fantastic. And that's for the prophecies as well, like the words that come.
Mm-hmm.
I hear them in my head, and I'll write them down, or else I'll see a vision, and I get a sense of what they're conveying, and I will write it down in my own words. And it's just fun. This is the most fun I'm having in my life right now, is bringing this stuff forward.
It's so much fun to watch you, and it's such a gift to be able to share in the information. But just the way you explain it is a way for everyone to hear and to see how this can be in their own life, you know, how it could express to them in their life. So you just really shared a lot of riches with us, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Anyone can do it if you open up and trust yourself. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
I know. I feel the same. And we all have our own talents or unique, you know, facets of sort of individuation that our light shines through or through our beingness shines through. But it just really is believing that you can do it and accepting, like, the abundance of the gift.
Exactly.
Well, anything else you'd like to share with us?
I think I'm going to give someone else a turn.
All right.
Thank you
okay.
so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure, Jan.
Thank you, Sally. Let's see if I can add a little information before we do our next guest. I wanted to mention that Almeen's book, The Seer's Journey, is available for sale on www.store.schoolofarcana.org. And that's a hardback book that's really beautiful. It's something that you might consider as a gift, even for someone who does not study with Almeen, or, you know, a family member or a friend at work. It's written in the style of Khalil Gibran's The Prophet. So it's a beautiful collection of little gems of wisdom that you could, you know, read one in the morning and have that be your spiritual nourishment for the day. So you might want to check that out. I'm going to welcome our co-host, Christina, who's here with us, and I know she's got some questions she would like to ask another one of our guests, and I'll let her introduce that guest also. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Jan. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm very, very delighted. Well, actually, our next guest, and I'm so excited that she's here, and her name is Ruth, and she is from Fairbanks, Alaska. She's actually also the facilitator for the Alaska Pause with Almeen. And I'd like to say welcome, Ruth.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be on with you, Christina.
Oh, I'm so happy. We haven't met yet. I know we're going to meet soon at the Mexico class, but I'm glad that we're here. And I would love to, ask if you could, maybe just share with us sort of very quickly first how you came to study with Almeen, but then maybe talk about, how these teachings have advanced your spiritual journey and your mastery and how it has, developed your own personal gifts.
Oh, my. Well, I came back from India. I'd been studying at an ashram. And I got back home, and I said, couldn't I just find somebody that I could study with that I could relate to more? And that maybe is a woman and possibly speaks English? And it was just
requirements.
Within a few weeks that I heard about Almeen, and immediately, as soon as I began to hear her voice, it just resonated with me. And then when I watched her very first video, the pull was so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I knew her, like she was my friend or a sister or somebody that I'd been connected with forever. And it was easy as soon as, the first night I saw her, tremendous dream, how I was so connected with her and we were making bread and food in the kitchen together. And she told me later that I would be facilitating workshops in helping her organize that. And it seemed like a huge step for me. But my, now I've done 8, I think.
Wow, really? Wow.
7 or 8. It's just been really fun and having people come to Alaska and helping them have a great workshop with Almeen, but also seeing part of this incredible state. The first group that came, I took them up to the Brooks Range and beyond.
Yay,
things
that
I thought
was a
they
great
needed to see. You were there, Jan, and
yeah.
Your husband. And just to get to sleep, try to sleep when it didn't get dark at all, and see just the vast expanse of Alaska. And then other times we've gone to Valdez and we've seen bear and we've gone out deep sea, whale watching, just kind of whatever folks like. So we'll plan some really fun things this next year, I'm sure. But that's a little side note. They're talking about the Alaska workshops. Why don't you do a cruise? Who's to know? I heard real clearly the words of offshore courses right when Almeen was, starting to bring, talk about doing cruises. And that seems like maybe we'll do more of those. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I'm sure there will be. I've been getting the same message actually just the last few days, so I hope so.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And so as far as getting with and talking now about some of the developments of gifts,
mm-hmm.
I always wanted to have, be able to see as far as the hidden kingdoms and my third eye to be able to see clearly. And the best, where it started with me was the best would be in Almeen's house, like at the workshop. And we'd go up and lie on her big bed during meditation, and maybe 4 or 5 of us, and I would get messages for the other students, or would start to get maybe what the next part of the next meditation would be when we go back downstairs. It was just really phenomenal. And poetry, and I just would trust it, like Shelley mentioned, and just start writing. And then it would be exactly what was needed.
And once I walked into the house and Almin had a note for me of Ruth, we need the next will. And I'd never drawn wills. And this is these major ceremonies. But somehow it had come to me from the darklings, and I was able to draw it. It's just amazing. When you need it, you get it done. And I also find that during her guided meditations, like just recently I was in the Curacao class, and she did a lot of that on the final day, the visions were very strong, even to entering the antechambers for Klonovic and in the Middle Earth. And also it helps to have silence of the mind. And that deep connection with the one life, where you see yourself as part of the one life, but all of the one life. And another thing that was real important when we started hearing more about being the seer stone, I felt such a huge pressure on my third eye. And then eventually that just continued. So such deep, deep pressure to where it just became my whole body. And then I was able to see myself as the door of everything. That was an amazing experience. And then also I was all that was on the other side of the door and also what was behind me. And just being able to have that deep connection. And, I could keep going, but maybe you haven't.
Well, I was just wondering, Ruth, how in your daily life with the advancement of the development of your gifts, how do you incorporate this in your daily life? I mean, when you're seeing more of the hidden realms, you're in contact more with other beings. I mean, how does that go on a daily basis with your sort of everyday life?
What I like to do now, since we have these online classes, mm-hmm. I'm doing the Academy of Alchemy and also the Institute of Human Potential, but I will put on Almin's voice and in the morning early, sometimes between 4 and 5 a.m., and then I will hear, as she's talking, I'll start to see visions. And I ask them, I always have an intent for them to be of the highest divine design, the highest mm-hmm. possible truth for me, and the highest way I can be of assistance. So with that intent in mind, it's phenomenal what comes to me. And sometimes it isn't always in the seeing actual visions. It's in just a total absolute truth. Like yesterday, I realized that I was still feeling guilt over several different things. Like, what? I thought I'd work through this. So, all right, I think there's something big, how Almin teaches us that we're the proxy and that we're going to be going through these things it's going to be important for us to do this. And it stayed with me through the night. I had lots of dreams about it. And then this morning, I put on the Academy of Alchemy. And wouldn't you know, the day I'm listening to, I think it's 46, there it was about guilt. And Almin was speaking about guilt. It was wonderful. And that's what I love about this walk, the total synchronicity. She may have recorded that several months ago. I don't know when. But it was exactly there, perfect for me, this morning. And I was able to work through that today. It was amazing. And that's part of the seeing, part of being connected. Just knowing that you're absolutely going to get exactly what you need, exactly when you need it.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of Almin's teachings and the connection with all of us. It presents itself, the truth presents itself in each moment. And I think it's an amazing thing. And Ruth, how about your family around you? How do they see you and your developments, or are they aware as well?
Somewhat. I love my 5 beautiful children. And my little grandchildren, they love this, talking about angels. And in fact, the tiny little one said not too long ago to her mama, "I know where the angels are. They're at my grandma's house."
Okay.
That was neat for me to know that. And we stood outside and we're watching falling stars. And we saw this massive, I said to her, wouldn't it be great if we could see a cherubim? And then they're slowly coming down to the sky. This is incredible angelic being, just glowing bright. Slowly, slowly came down and just settled to the earth. And then a little bit away was a shooting star, so I could see the difference. And just some of those experiences are so great. And then once I got to see the Northern Lights make the circle all around me, and then they formed an angel right in the center. And it lasted for a couple hours. And I think it was confirmation, because I was asking, is this really the right path for me? And it was shortly after that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit how I incorporate it into my life. And with my children, I tell them, but they do their own walk, and I don't really try to push it on them. But if they ask me, yes. And then I'm playing the 18 elixirs a lot in my environment, and I can see a huge difference in my youngest daughter.
That's wonderful. Now, I'm just wondering, are there any sort of other personal experiences that you might like to share with us, you know, since you've been studying with Almeen? I know you've already shared a few, but maybe some other ones that have had such a profound effect on you and in your on your journey.
Which one?
Oh, there's so many.
One very profound one that just came to me a little bit before the show is in the fall of 2007, I felt this, like almost a rumbling in the earth, and this massive shadow came over the house, and I went, oh my gosh, I think that's a dragon. And then the ravens just started this massive racket like I'd never heard before, all around the house, and they kept it up. So then I had this great experience for, it lasted for maybe a couple months of communicating with this dragon and writing stories about him. And then I was telling someone about it, and here Almeen mentioned that the dragons are here in the earth close to around Fairbanks, Alaska. So that was a really big confirmation to me, just to trust what I was hearing. About 6 weeks ago, I also was out walking in the woods, and I felt the heartbeat of the earth, the inner earth. And that was very important to me, is to have that deep connection with the earth. And then a few other very powerful events for me have, like when I'm walking on a glacier, I'll feel, I was with Jan when this happened, felt this tremendous bliss just flowing through my body, just cascading and rippling and totally overtaking my whole body. Just tremendous. And it was just that deep connection with the earth. And the same thing happened when I was in Ireland. And now it's pretty constant, that deep, wondrous bliss just with the connection with the earth and around me. I feel very, very fortunate to have that omnisensory connection. And I'll feel it also with music. The day when I first had it happen, I was listening to Deep Blue Day, and the music somehow just went through my body, and I started to taste it, feel it in every cell, like every cell was an orchestra going off. It was amazing. And then it was just a few days I heard about that happening to them in Sedona. So I love those synchronicities where I'll feel it and experience it, and then I hear that it's happening somewhere else and that it's happening in a workshop. And the most important thing to me is my connection with Almeen. It's like an ongoing communication with her. It's unspoken and unwritten, but I know it's there.
Exactly. You and I are very similar, Ruth, and I think that's wonderful, because that's how I tune in and experience the teachings and my journey too. So it's wonderful. I'm so delighted that you shared this with us. Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, another thing I think that's important is the dreaming. she's talked about the seven gates of dreaming, and I like that because I set the intent before I go to bed that I control my dreams and that I will get out of them the maximum benefit that I can. And I find myself, I write the script right along throughout the dream and can change it as is needed. And I think that's a real important part, to do as much as we can in our dreams. Because like Almeen says, we do spend a lot of time in rest, and it's important to use that time. And I can't say that I'm totally proficient at it, but it's getting much better. And then another thing at night is I lie down to get ready to go to sleep. I just let my body dissolve, like any aches and pains that might be there. And it just, they slowly just sweep away, and my whole body is like filled with light. When I get up in the morning, I'm just feel totally great. And I think that's a real key important piece too that I'd like to share.
That's wonderful, Ruth. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for being here with us this evening. And it was so lovely to hear your voice and to connect. And I really hope that, well, we're going to see each other soon, but thank you very much for sharing your journey with us.
And good question. It made me think.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'd like to turn it over to Jan so she can bring on our other guest this evening. Jan?
Thanks, Christina. I wanted to mention, since Ruth talked about her experience with connecting with the heartbeat of the earth, that Almeen has made a thumb elixir, which just was released today, I think, or last night anyway, called Klonovic 1, and it's a thumb elixir of the inner earth and the great central sun. And you can also get that on the School of Arcana store, which I've provided a link to. I really feel a passion to tell people about these products and these websites. I'm really not such a huge salesman, but I really feel I want to share these because I know many of people listening may not be familiar and may be tuning in and just really feeling like they want to learn about these things. So that's my reason for providing this information. And I have listened to Klonovic 1 ever since I got it last night, and I've just been playing it over and over. And really, the way that the sound elixirs work is that they balance the frequencies of white light and black light. And so by listening to them, they can restore balance within us and within our environment. So this one is just really touching me. It makes me feel at the end it's got this beautiful soaring quality. I just feel like I want to get up and fly. I like to dance where you dance with your arms up in the air like a bird and kind of move like that. I just feel like jumping up and doing that. So I invite you to check that song out and see what it can bring into your life for you. And thank you, Almeen, for creating that for us, and for Paul, that works with Almeen. Beautiful piece of work. And now I'd like to welcome Karen, who is a student of Almeen, and I know she's had a very amazing journey, and we're going to get her to share that with us tonight. So welcome, Karen. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Certainly. Can you share with us a little bit of your background? And I'd also like you to, if you could, talk about the fact that your mom is also a student with Almeen, because that's kind of interesting. There are several people who have a parent, usually a mom, that studies also with Almeen, and there you've had a lot of interesting experiences through that relationship. And your daughter, even, too. You can tell us that story.
Okay. I first started studying, I first was drawn somehow. I don't know when we're ready to have the right person at the right time. The synchronicities line up, and it was October 2007 when I got in the car and drove 10 hours from Kansas to Ohio to come and hear Almeen at the Ohio Expo. Yes, it was so interesting because somehow I had the schedule of all the speakers that were going to be there, and this cracks me up. I was sort of planning my enlightenment by checking all the speakers I was going to go to, and Almeen was the first one, and she was the only one. Once I heard Almeen, that was it. And I can remember I was sitting in the front row, and it was at the very end of her presentation, the infinite came through. And I'm kind of shaking right now even thinking about it, because it was an instantaneous opening in me and recognition of the language. And I just sat in the chair and sobbed. I knew I had made this incredible reconnection. And later I approached her booth, and I just can remember looking in her eyes, and they were just this deep, deep. It was like looking into the cosmos just by looking into her eyes, and I knew that I wanted to study with her, and immediately then was in that next, I think it was either December, what wasn't a Christmas pause, so it must have been January, where I came to her home and attended a pod, and boy, everything changed. It was a challenge for me. I didn't realize how many attachments and how, you know, it's kind of ingrained into social conditioning, and just my whole life was turned around completely. And then I ended up going back again a few months later, because I was like, this is it. I've come to where I need to be. And oh my gosh. And so my mother started studying as well, and she has been attracted to the Ohio pods. So I think she has attended three of those. And she is very fond of the Serpent Mound. And of course, everybody who studies in that group that comes regularly. And then also, my daughter, who is in college, her first year of college, but last year when she was still in the home here, she started receiving transmissions, because she would see some of the angel sigils that I would be doing. And we would talk about, how the information comes in. And at one point she was doing these beautiful sigils, and she handed a few pages to me, and I said, oh gosh, you know, I recognize what those are. And we had Almeen look at them, and I can't remember what she identified them as, but it's kind of almost as Hannah had gotten the confirmation that it was something rather than just sort of a doodling. I'm telling you, she handed me a stack of papers. It must have been half an inch thick of continuous just downpouring of this.
Oh my God.
These beautiful sigils. Yes, what a treat. I mean, yeah. And I also have a son, and he is an amazing person. And I find that as I am sort of uncovering a truth, much as of what Shelley was speaking of with her children, how she interacts with them, my relationship with my children, they're very aware, and part of the work that I do with, you know, studying with Almeen, and it's very, very comfortable. We don't have the roles of the parent, the child. It's just we're beings together on this journey of really self-discovery, and they will show different things. Like, for example, this was a dramatic example. A couple of days ago, James woke up, and I noticed these two bruises on the sides of his chin, equal, right at the base of his jaw. And I just didn't know what it was about. And talk about what Ruth had said, synchronicities, things, you know, appear exactly when the information is there to kind of delve into. that day on, I believe it was the, I can't remember if it was.
I know, I read this, Tina.
Academy of Alchemy.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was Academy of Alchemy. It was the lesson posted with the connection with the jaw and the skull with the Rosicrucian language, the audio that Almeen had posted that day. And I knew that there was a connection with that, with these two bruises that appeared that, you know, James had no idea how they got there, or he really didn't even know they were there until he looked in the mirror, but they were very distinct. I looked at that and knew that it was some work that I needed to look into with the lesson that was posted. So, yeah.
It's just amazing to have these kinds of things. I mean, it's a magic that's just in our lives, I think, because we're more open to just what you said, investigate and look at this, and like Shelley shared, to scan your life and see what's popping up for you that invites your attention so that you can investigate it further and get the insight behind those situations versus stuffing it emotionally or getting, you know, other emotions that, you know, don't serve us, where we can, you know, be more free to be in our joy, you know, versus.
And you know what I have found is there's not just one perspective or one insight or clarity gained. There are so many levels and so many things that if I really stick with something for a while, it'll go on forever, just like what Almeen says. You know, you read a line in one of her books, or you start delving into one of this sacred libraries, and it's just the very tip end of the thread, and it can go on and on. It truly is the self-discovery and very magical, and it's a joy. I can remember when I started studying with Almeen, self-worth and self-work. Interesting how that word popped up. Both of them. And now it's all the self-discovery. And how Ruth, I mean, I'm so excited to hear. I could have listened to Shelley all evening and both Ruth all evening, because everything that they said, it's just, it feels so exciting to know that we are one. We are everything. We are the earth, like Ruth was talking about. She felt the heartbeat, and she is the heartbeat of the earth. I mean, it's just exciting and wonderful and
endless. I use the term called flipping the switch, and sometimes when I'm explaining things or talking about things with friends or speaking about Almeen's teachings, but it's just the perspective of what you said. There's this many pointed perspective or unlimited perspectives, and you can choose any one, you know, to be your point, right, at any particular moment. But to look at something as a problem, you know, you flip the switch and go, wow, what an opportunity I have here to investigate this. So nothing really changes except for your perspective, and then when that changes, everything changes, because you suddenly look at everything as wide open versus seeing boundaries and shut doors and, you know, conflict or opposition. You know, instead you're seeing, wow, let me follow this adventure, you know, let me see what's going to happen. That's just all the way you can live your life.
And you know what else is, oftentimes something will pop up and I'll just observe it. And it isn't until maybe several other events or somewhere a little bit down the line, the perfection of it is revealed and it makes sense, even though at the time I'm kind of scratching my head going, I wonder what that is, or, you know, not really having the clarity in that particular moment, even though it's all one moment, but you know what I'm saying? It just becomes clear, as certain things are revealed or investigated or discovered.
Well, I love the idea that we never know. And we do get up in the morning and just say, you know, that we do not know anything. You know, to have that perspective leaves you wide open to know everything that comes within in you and around you, you know, in any given moment. So when
yeah.
you get up and you have that feeling, then you're an observation of all life around you, and you're not closing the door on different experiences
mm-hmm.
by not
yep.
you know, having that experience. We were talking on the phone a while ago, and I have to laugh when you're saying how you get these little signs in your environment, because we're talking and Karen goes, wow, this, why don't you tell them, you know, this bird just came up, and just what you noticed about it. And maybe you had more insights about it, and not in anything, you know, specific details, but just a more huge, you know, more general way.
Well, I'm not sure, because it might be one of these things that is going to reveal a little
yeah.
down the line, or
yeah.
maybe since you're bringing it up again, I need to look at it. But we were speaking on the phone, and right at that moment, I noticed a mourning dove flew in and landed right at the steps of where I was standing, and I noticed that one of the it was walking kind of funny, and it had one of the feet was missing, and it just kind of had a little you know, it had its leg there, and it was walking on sort of like a little, I guess, a stump, or I don't know what to call it, but it was moving around just fine. But that it was something that showed up that a one-footed dove. Yes, its
an
left foot was missing.
Yeah, and I'm going, which foot is it? You know, which foot is it? Because we're going to, you know, examine the details of these, you know, signs showing up in our environment. Which can be really fun, you know, to just kind of take note and go, okay, this is what you're saying. Further down the
yeah.
road, I just more information.
Yeah.
Well, can you share with us how your gifts have unfolded? Because you've had you do have a bit of a background, which you can share with everyone in terms of some of your skills and talents. But you've also had that unfold in a unique way for you in studying Salmeen.
Yes, absolutely. I have a background, just studied art and design in college, and then worked in a corporate environment doing art for 10 years and then freelancing. And it's been, you know, we are everything, but this is one area that I put my focus on and really, really enjoy is doing artwork and painting specifically. And when I was in Ireland during one of the pods, is when sort of some of the languages would come and some of the writing would come. It started, and then it just feels like the more I release and become what Elmine has spoken so many times of, just being the flute of the infinite to flow through. And no resistance, no agenda, no mind, no anything, and just kind of be the receiver. The more I get myself out of the way, the more it comes through. It's so exciting and wonderful just to observe it and see. And it started with the writing, the sigils, the angel sigils specifically, and then moved into some languages as well. And now the most exciting thing for me is to have it transition over into the painting that I've been doing. And so that is a tremendous joy. I've been working on some paintings that Almin, I guess it was a call for the infinite to do the Star Race paintings, and it has been the most remarkable experience that I can say I've had with around the art specifically. I mean, the miracles in Almin's presence and in the pods is it's beyond as far as
yeah,
being able to
pick one, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, but. Things have unfolded in a very interesting way, and I know that when I did, well, I'll just pick one painting in specific.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was going to ask you, if you could kind of
okay.
share what happened.
There's one. Okay, there's one painting in particular that actually turned out to be kind of a portrait of one of the beings, and I completed it, and I was just sort of observing, and then a few days later, I had been doing some work in my own depth and opening perspective and what Ruth spoke of, the omnisensory perception and things, and I was told I just needed to do the painting over again, and so I gessoed over the canvas, and the second time that I kind of was in front of this canvas, just sort of being the facilitator, this most interesting being appeared. It just appeared. I'm telling you, I don't even feel like I had anything to do with it, but the depth increased, you know, 100-fold. It was pretty fun and exciting to witness that.
Pretty fun, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
It sounds like it.
So
then you just, that this being appeared, and then you were able to just almost like you had someone there with you posing for your portrait you were doing. You could
I need to be a little more clear on that. The being itself didn't appear to me. It like emerged out of the canvas. Became the image as I was working with my hands. It just surfaced.
Almost like people will sometimes say when they sculpt, like the piece they're working on emerges from the, you know, the marble, like everything falls away.
Exactly.
That is not, you know, the bit.
Yes.
Amazing. I know you're, before we're going to end our show tonight, we have just a little bit of time. Well, you know, maybe we don't have a little bit of time. I think we're ready to have to end our show tonight. So
okay.
Maybe we'll have
thank
to have you back so we can ask you some further questions. But thank you very
this
much.
This has been fun. Thank
Karen.
You, Jen.
Thank you, Karen.
Okay.
Thank you to all our guests and to our beloved Almeen. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mee. Please join us again next week.